Chapter 2. To Fathom God's Will. Hit them hard. Hit here. Push there. Destroy stuff. Boaz Nagar. By the time the Israeli delegation landed, a wraith-like stillness enveloped Israel, the kind that precedes religious holidays and imposes itself on the observant and non-observant, Jews and non-Jews alike. Shops and restaurants closed early for Rosh Hashanah. Public transportation stopped running, and traffic on the highways became sparse. The military order preventing Palestinians from crossing into Israel remained in effect. 3 more funerals were held for victims of Palestinian violence while Rabin was away, soldiers caught in a Hamas ambush in the Gaza Strip. Still, the agreement signed in Washington suffused Rosh Hashanah with hopeful anticipation. Not just for a new year, but a new era. Newspapers printed for the holiday, with more sections than on any other day of the year, included pages and pages of speculation about the potential dividends of the peace deal. The Daily Ma'ariv ran a large map showing roads Israel might soon build from its main cities to the capitals of Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Yediot Ahronot published a section in its business pages titled, Peace and Your Pocket, Investments, Prices, Real Estate, Markets, Restaurants. Rabin had told reporters on the way home that he spoke by phone to other Arab and Muslim leaders who might soon forge ties with Israel. A headline on his return announced that the foreign ministry was hoping to recruit more Arabic speakers for possible postings in the region. Other issues occupied Israelis as well. The country would soon be marking 20 years since the Yom Kippur War, a surprise assault by Syria and Egypt that killed thousands, and for a few critical hours, appeared to threaten Israel's very existence. In a front-page story, Yediot Ahronot published long excerpts of a new book by the man who had served as the head of military intelligence during the war, Eli Zeira. His assessment at the time, that war was improbable, accounted for the government's disastrous decision not to call up army reservists ahead of the invasion. Also on the front page was a prison cell interview with a convict named Ofno Bank, a serial bank robber whose motorcycle getaways had made him...